April is National Poetry Month, and Public Radio 90 observes the occasion by presenting readings by poets from the Northern Michigan University and surrounding communities. Today we'll hear poetry read by Marty Akats of Marquette.
Man Hang Glides to Heaven, title taken from a headline in Weekly World News. No map to follow, fat black dots to find, blue ribbons to trace to thumbprints of sea, jungles full of breadfruit, forests thick with coyote, glacier and prairie under a migraine of Perseids. None of these places. Find a cliff, a mountain where wind drives hay through trunks of cedar, maple. Strap on those arms of wax, feather. Step to the edge. Close your eyes. Think of everything perfect. Pineapple on a coral atoll. Your wife's tongue pressed to your moon shoulder. Your daughter's pinking breath, infant December oxygen. An albino doe in snowy birches, white in white in white. Think of all this. Think hard. Take a step. Take another. Spread your arms. Then jump. Rosebud. Maybe I'll whisper, Jiminy. Think of long grass in August when clouds of grasshoppers erupted from nowhere, arced through the air, sang a song of wing and leg against my shins. Or maybe I'll mutter, Obi. See a garden of carrots, peas, peppers, a turtle small as my 5-year-old hand, moving, digging in mud, hungry for worm or cricket or grub. Or maybe it will be Omni, lemon verbena on her dark skin beside me in the lecture hall, weeks of wanting to reach out, touch her in places beyond my study notes, know every glossary and index of her. It may be Maria or screw tape, nicotine fingers, white hair, a ribbon of appendix scar, dog bite. What will travel down the Amazon of memory to my tongue those last seconds? What sled or bicycle or book? Something small, no doubt. A stuffed giraffe, chewed up quilt, angelfish. Yeah, my angelfish. Think her name was Athena. Maybe. Athena, that sounds right. God, she was beautiful. Orange Day. My son had an orange day in kindergarten. Stuck crayons in his ears. Red in his left, yellow in his right. Chased kids at morning recess. Tried to lick them. His tongue a pink bullet in the barrel of his mouth. Sat under his desk, screamed like a peacock at dusk, roosted in dogwood above Georgia clay, while his classmates practiced their numbers, 1, 2, 3, 4, up to 100. Took off his shoes, socks, spread his monkey toes, picked up a brush with them, painted water lilies in a pond on the floor where sunlight sparked purple, pink. Chewed his mac and cheese at lunch to orange glue, spat it on the table, made a map of Hannibal's journey over the Alps, raisin elephants on the highest peaks. Beat plastic drums in music class, refused to make that damn spider climb the waterspout. Instead, played Ligeti's Atmospheres, Moonrise over the monolith of his chimpanzee heart. His teacher calls me at night, says she's at a loss with my son, doesn't know what to do with his untamed ways. I want to tell her it's all about evolution, that he's learning how to walk upright, hunt through pine cone and maple for blueberries, slabs of bloody venison. Give him time, I want to say, to learn the agriculture of her classroom, its fields, furrows, seasons of alphabet, trapezoid, computer, and gym. In this epoch, he won't be caught in tar lakes underneath asteroid rain. He will survive, become a new link, Homo kindergartenus. Note the wide scoop of his skull to accommodate all he will know by year's end. His cave drawings hang on our fridge, concentric orange circles, bullseye. See, my son points, this is King Pumpkin. He's bigger and oranger than the rest. I stare at his paintings, feel the planets skip, stars reorganize, something end, something begin, the dawning of a new age. Tonight, I'll pack his lunch for another orange day. Apple juice, carrot sticks, maybe a grilled cheese sandwich. It's supposed to rain tomorrow, enough to make the mastodons hunker down in the woods, orange hair slick with mud, moss. Maybe my son will find them there in the trees behind the playground. He'll climb into their orange center where all he can hear is breaths, deep orange breaths. He'll skip school, stay there for the rest of the day, happy, wild, orange.
These National Poetry Month readings are a Public Radio 90 production, produced and recorded in the studios of WNMU-FM at Northern Michigan University. I'm producer and host Stan Wright. Thanks for listening.